Now, Jason, who's the man in black you got with you right now?
Oh, man. this is Ray Trent, and I'm going to let him tell you all of his things that go with his name when he talks about his service. But he is the first veteran ambassador of our project. So back when this was an idea in 2016, I reached out to some people I knew, some good friends at Sweeney Construction. He was an employee at the time there, and he said, "What, something for veterans? I'm in." And he jumped all in with me to reach out to veterans, to talk to people about the program, to help raise dollars. And Ray has been such a huge part of getting this established in our community. I can't thank him enough for that.
Woo, Ray!
Absolutely,
come on
yes.
over. It's so nice to meet you, Ray. And what made you decide to help out Jason? Like he said, you heard the word veterans. You're like, I'm all in. Why is that?
Well, that's exactly true. I'm a 26-year retired Army First Sergeant. So When I hear that soldiers are out there, any type of service member that is out there that needs help, I'm on board right away. I spent my life in the military giving back, and now I want to continue doing that. Now that's what I like. That's what I enjoy doing. I enjoy helping communities and helping serve other people. So that's what I do a lot of. Wow.
And you do a great job of that because and you don't get paid to do this, which I've just learned that. You're the House Committee Chairman of VFW Hall 1318 over off of John Nolan Drive, correct?
Correct.
And you don't get paid to do that, but what you guys do is help raise money to help veterans out and to donate to projects like Serving Those Who Served.
That's true. What the VFW does, all VFWs, but especially ours. We like to work enough to build up the money so we can give back to the soldiers. So when soldiers need our help or service, I say soldiers because I came from the Army. But I mean, when I say soldiers, I mean all service members.
Yes.
And we want to give back and help the community. Just last weekend, we donated money to Shop with a Cop, which is another great organization that helps out young kids. So there's many things that we do. We had a fundraiser for Badger Honor Flight. We raised enough money to send one of the retired veterans to D.C. to see the memorials.
That's amazing.
So we always do things like that.
You know, if you're watching on our Facebook live feed right now, you can see Ray's got a nice jacket on. And on that jacket, it is adorned, I'm going to zoom in on it right now, is adorned with medals. And I don't know what those medals are for. And there's a bunch of them on there. So clearly, you did your service.
You're a very decorated man,
absolutely,
Ray.
You did your service for this country. You did a great job of taking care of us. Then you come back, and you're still helping out other veterans in other branches of the military service. So what we're asking you to do is just pick up the phone. Mm-hmm. Make a donation. $50, $25. This man gave up so much of his time and honestly risked his life so we can enjoy the freedoms that we have today. And Veterans Day is all about saying thank you to them. And putting a profile picture up is one thing, but making a $25, $50, $100 donation is really what says thank you and really shows these veterans, hey, we actually do care about you. We walk the walk. We don't just talk the talk.
That's right. And Ray, when you helped start this whole idea, like Jason was saying with Project Home, serving those who served through these past 3 years, is there a story that stands out to you, a moment that you'll always cherish and remember?
Well, I remember the first one I went over to. There was a elderly gentleman. They had to replace the ramp to get into his house. And at the same time, the people are outside working on building the ramp and the porch. There's people inside tearing out the kitchen floor because it was bad and replacing at the same time. So when Jason goes over there, he has a team of people working in many different areas of the house to fix things all at once. And I remember that, and that's what kept me on board, and I want to continue to do it. As I told Jason, I had to slow down about 2 years ago. I was diagnosed with cancer, but now I'm back. Cancer's in remission, and I'm going to keep on working.
Yeah, we're giving you a round of applause
That's fantastic.
Here. You are an amazing man, Ray Trent. Wow.
Yeah.
So pick up the phone and become one of our allies so you can continue with serving those who served with Project Home. Right now, text SERVE to 608-321-1063.